Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Vietnam's communist government is considering adopting a revised religion law. It's an effort to polish up a somewhat tainted image on religious freedom issues. But Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's pretty much an illusion. And see, the bill would actually tighten restrictions and could actually pave the way for more serious persecution. So what can we do about it? We can pray. There's still time since the bill hasn't gone through yet. Since VOM Canada trains and supports church leaders,
we need to continue to pray that the evangelical church there especially will really have the wisdom of the Lord. You really start to sympathize with them and the challenges that they have in spreading the gospel because of division and things that happen. So I would think a very important thing would be the wisdom for the leaders and then also for unity within the body of Christ.
And if you're looking for inspiration today, listen up. Tom Fonts is a Vietnam veteran and a distributor of World Missionary Press scripture booklets. His mission story began when he encountered the gospel of forgiveness and purpose after the Vietnam War. Since then, he's focused on bringing the gospel to war-torn countries, including Cambodia.
They're a hungry people and they're very open. We've been going in, bringing the scripture booklets, Bible on tape from Bible Alliance down in Florida. You know, we put in water wells, we bring in playgrounds now, even up in the highlands where children have never seen a playground. We've been making tremendous inroads with the people by just loving them and doing what Jesus said to do.
For the full story and links to support World Missionary Press, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.